Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel is your go-to spot for all things tractor and heavy equipment. From sales to service and even locating that hard-to-find part, we can handle it all. We even have rentals. For all your tractor and heavy equipment needs, visit Southern Equipment in Laurel or call 601-651-4555.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
From the Southern Bancorp Studio in Hattiesburg, it is a Thursday edition of the Eagle Hour. Kelly Sander along with producer-engineer Michael Mergens. Bob Getty off today. So is Dima Mixon. And I bathe, so I don't know why they both bail out on me. But that's okay. We've got a great show planned the entire hour talking about Southern Miss and Southern Miss sports. We're going to talk about the pride of Mississippi here in just a moment. Travis Higa is going to join us talking about the preview show that's going to take place at Spirit Park tomorrow night. This, besides the opening game, if you're a fan of the marching band, this is an event that you want to make plans to attend. We're going to talk more with Travis Higa about that in a moment. Then later on, we're going to meet two of the three drum majors for the marching band this year. Zachary Howell is a junior from Fairhope, Alabama. And Casey Pastor Aguilar from Forest, Mississippi, he's a junior as well. We're going to talk with them about how they got to be drum majors and about this year's band. This first segment brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. You know, with the first Southern Miss home game coming up in a couple weeks, why not leave your tailgating needs to Dickey's, whether you got a big tailgating group or a small one. You've got different selections of meats, and of course the side dishes are numerous. Plentiful and delicious. Dickey's Barbecue, we appreciate what they do for Southern Miss and for this program. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Jason Bailey as well, the co-host of To The Top podcast, one of the favorite podcasts of people other than this show, of course. We're all in this thing together, but Jason Bump Bailey will be joining us later on in this program. But as we mentioned, Travis Higa joins us now. He is the executive director of the marching band, the pride of Mississippi. And for the last 2 weeks, I don't think Travis has slept. I don't think he has eaten because this are the money weeks when it comes to the band, and we appreciate you being here, Travis, taking time out of the schedule, because I know it has been nuts, but earlier in the month you said we'll come back when we're ready to preview the show, and here we are. Welcome back.
We are here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's talk about the show tomorrow. It's going to be at Spirit Park. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that first.
Great.
And then about this year's band.
Awesome. So tomorrow night we'll be having our Pride preview performance. It'll be at Spirit Park, 6 p.m., come out, bring your lawn chairs. We'll have Tony's food truck there as well. And we're just going to be showing off what we worked on the past few weeks during our preseason rehearsals and showing you what's in store for the season.
Now, it's one thing to have a band. It's quite another to have to manage some 300-ish people to get to work together as one unit. I don't even know how you would begin to explain how you do that, Travis, but let's try.
Sure. Well, first things first is getting them all here and all together. And when we started, 10 days ago, it was 300 strangers. And now we're a 300-member band, right, that work together in tandem to get all of our shows learned, our pregame, halftime, all of our music put together and working together as well.
And it's obviously the fact that most of these came from very prolific high schools that had great bands. Mm-hmm. So the teaching aspect probably wouldn't take near as long as at the high school level, but you're still talking about a lot of music.
Yes, there's a lot of music, because when you think about the music in college football, especially, or in a college environment, we have our pregame music, we have the typical national anthem, our alma mater, our fight song. We have everything we play in the stands, and with the Pride of Mississippi, we were performing 6 different halftime shows this year, so it's also starting to learn all of the music for that as well.
And in the old days, and you guys are all young enough, so you can't talk about the old days, but I remember the old days when the band would do one show, and they would repeat that show every home game. But if you miss a Southern Miss home game this year, you're going to miss fresh performances by the marching band.
That is correct. In each game, you know, we work to have a variety of music and to entertain the crowd visually as well as hold our traditional halftime shows like Homecoming and, of course, paying tribute to all of our veterans for our Military Appreciation Show. So, yeah, each home game is important to us, and it's a new show, you know, each week.
And you're going to be bringing the high school all-stars, so to speak, kids from all around the area that are potential musicians at Southern Miss. They're going to be coming in for the South Florida game.
Yes, the South Florida game. That's September 14th. The All-South Marching Band will have their marching show with us, and that's a really exciting show. That show, we're featuring our wonderful divas that we call. And so we have some great music by Taylor Swift, by, Kelly Clarkson, Britney Spears, and also the All South tune will feature some Beyonce music.
Oh, wow. Okay, so when you put these shows together, you kind of have like a theme that you kind of want. And did I understand you maybe earlier this month, or maybe I'm letting the cat out of the bag here, something that Jimmy Buffett, maybe a Jimmy Buffett tribute, perhaps?
Well, perhaps? That is true. I think everyone will love our first show that we have this season. We're calling it our Summer Hits Show, and we're performing a lot of music that you hear over the summer, right? Some modern tunes that you would hear in the radio nowadays, but also we have to feature our one Jimmy Buffett as well. So I think you'll love the tunes you hear that show.
Well, I would guess maybe some Beach Boys would have to be in there too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would think, just because they were so popular, just about every song they had was a summer show. So how long has all of this been in development, Travis? When did you guys pick the music you're going to do, the themes that you're going to do, and then tell us about your support staff, people that you have to coordinate with?
Yes. So we started this process probably back in January, February, with working with our leadership team. Our drum majors, all of our section leaders as well. We've been brainstorming all throughout the spring semester, and we finally came up with some show ideas that we then workshopped on, and we came to these tunes that you'll hear each halftime. And by working with our leadership team as well as our staff members, like you mentioned, we have Dr. Edgerton, Cody Edgerton, who is our assistant director of bands, as well as our DD instructor, our new DD instructor, Whitney Hudson, our ginger, our twirler specialist, Ginger Trossett, and our guard instructor, Ashley Cavanaugh. We all have to work together to make all these shows happen, musically and visually. And so that process has been happening probably since, February onwards.
Did you know kind of back in January that you were going to have about this number of musicians?
As the summer kept growing and we kept getting more yeses, they're going to be in the Pride, we had an idea that it'd be a large class. But not only being a large class, we were able to retain all of them too. So that was the most exciting part that I've got to experience over the past few days.
How do you choreograph that many people? And do you do it all at once? Do you break it down into sections? Kind of educate us.
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears. No, but actually, we have some technology now. We have these programs to help us visualize what it'll look like on a football field and see if, trumpet 23 will get to their next dot without hitting anyone. So we have some technology that helps us out with this, but still really tedious to really plan the path of each member from point A to point B for 30 different sets for one tune or two tunes or whatnot.
That's amazing. And I'm guessing Trumpet 23 has a name.
Trumpet 23 does have a name, yeah. Yes.
But I mean, on paper, it's just everybody does their thing. Mm-hmm. So how do you do this in 2 weeks? How do you get everybody to get... I mean, have you guys slept? I mean, I know you've been out there in the heat of the day twice.
And I want to say that our members this year are just phenomenal. I'm truly inspired by their work ethic and their kindness that they've shown all throughout preseason. We've accomplished a lot in a short amount of time, which, we talked about all the music they had to learn. They learned the music. We got pregame on the field playing with music, and we also learned our first halftime show already. So we're well ahead of the game, and we're still trying to make it better and better. To learn all of our halftime shows as well. So yes, a lot of hard work. We've been on the field from 8 a.m. till 9:30, 10 p.m. each day, working really hard to make sure that we provide a good show for everyone.
But you guys also are involved in Eagle Walk, which is before the game, and I know as fans, we always kind of complain about how hot it is sitting in the stands, but we have no right to complain when you guys are in your uniforms out there well before the game starts and well into the game.
Yes, yes, those uniforms, in which they're very nice, and you know, they make us look really sharp. But you're right. Those are wool uniforms that get really, really hot.
Wool in South Mississippi. Ouch. Boy, mm-hmm. if that doesn't toughen you up, I don't know what will. So six shows in all,
yes.
All right, so the first show obviously will when the first game is in town against Southeastern Louisiana, and you'll see a different performance every performance thereafter,
mm-hmm.
in conjunction with the Color Guard and the Dixie Darlings, mm-hmm.
And the Drumline and the Future Twirlers. Yes, yes, all the people.
And that's why they call it the Pride of Mississippi. And again, it's important to note that is everybody on scholarship, Travis, or
yes.
some kind of scholarship?
Mm-hmm. They all receive a band service award for all the service that they provide to our university.
Okay, well, they're certainly, I don't know what they're getting, but they're worth more.
Agreed.
If they're not getting, you know, the full scholarship. Well, when we come back, we're going to meet two of the three drum majors. These are kind of the captains, if you will, of the band. It's up to these two gentlemen with a young woman that they work with as well who couldn't be here today. The drum majors, I think the first time ever we've had drum majors in our studio. We're going to meet Zachary Howell and Casey Pastor Aguilar on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Eagle Hour on Super Talk Mississippi.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
This segment brought to you by Campus Bookmart. It's in the bright gold building right across from the main entrance to campus. You can't miss it. And I know usually those are words that vex people. They'll go, oh yeah, you said I can't miss it, and I missed it. No, you really can't. It's the bright gold building. It's every place. It's the only place that you need to go to get all your Southern Miss swag in time for football season. But also with Christmas right around the corner, a lot of people like to get the jump on that. A lot of Southern Miss knickknacks. Anything that can have a Southern Miss logo put on it, they've got it for you at Campus Bookmart with a T. And they're always open online 24/7 at Campus Bookmart. That's campusbookmart with a T.net. Joining us now as we continue to talk about the pride of Mississippi, some 300 members strong, two of the three drum majors who earned their way through a tryout process. We're going to talk a little bit about that and more about this year's band. Zachary Howell is a junior from Fairhope, Alabama. He is to my immediate right, but this is radio, so you wouldn't know that. And then on the other side of him is another junior academically, Casey Pastor Aguilar, the proud product of Forest, Mississippi. Go Bearcats in the house today. So we welcome you, guys. Good to have you here. And let's start, Casey, with you as to tell us about the process of becoming. You're in your first year as a drum major at Southern Miss. How did that happen? How did you get to be a drum major?
Yes, so it all started off with the audition started with an interview.
And that took place when?
That took some place during like November.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
end of last year.
Yes, and the season was still going too. And so we started that, and then we started with learning the fight song, the conducting routine for the fight song, along with a prepared piece that from earlier in the season that was played.
Okay, so you have to conduct. You have to learn to conduct.
Yes.
Right, and then we'll get you, Zachary, to jump in here. So not only the conducting piece, but then a teaching piece as well. What does that mean?
So the teaching demonstration is part of what we do during preseason. So it gets us to see how we teach. So we teach a forward march and then a backward march, just starting off with just a single step, adding a second step, and then finishing out through forwards and then doing the same thing backwards. And you teach in front of the entire band and they pretend that they have not marched ever.
Well, perhaps I should have been in the marching band, because usually after about three or four beers, I can march forward and backwards. Maybe I shouldn't have been in the band. But interestingly, Zachary, you don't necessarily want to make the band type of thing a career. You're obviously you're a music major, but the band is not necessarily your dream job going forward.
Yes, sir. My major is music performance, and I'm a bassoon player, so I mainly focus in orchestra and concert band settings, but I really do love the opportunities that drum majoring gives me to be able to express like musicality, but also just being able to service the band as a whole.
But Casey, when Southern Miss was originally founded, it was the teacher's college, and so it is something that you would like to do.
Yes, absolutely. Music ed, I mean, I've been wanting to do this since about my junior year of high school, so it's been a long time dream for me, and I think it's just being a drum major is a great opportunity to get insight of what it's like to be a band director in the field.
And I want to ask you, Casey, too, because Zachary has already been a drum major for a year. This is his second year, but it has to take some gumption on your part to say, you know what, I'm gonna try out. You know, I might not make it, but I'm gonna try out. Take us through that decision process of saying, yeah, I'm gonna give it a shot.
Yes. So funny enough, so I've had experience doing this in high school, and I'm also a transfer student from East Central Community College.
Go Warriors.
Yes. I was drum major there as well. And so I had been doing it for a while, and it was a great opportunity. I got to grow as a person from these opportunities. But once I got to the Pride of Mississippi, something that I wanted to do was just go back to marching, because I love playing and I also love marching. I think it's absolutely a great opportunity.
And if you'll pardon the pun, this is a chance to toot the horn of the Pride of Mississippi, because you had a lot of choices but said Southern Miss was the place, knowing that this is what you wanted to do. Southern Miss was the place to go.
Yes, I knew, because I remember watching a rehearsal and just watching how the rehearsals ran, the rehearsal etiquette and the great people that are there. It's fantastic. The uniforms are amazing. I love the uniforms that we have and just the traditions that we have going on.
Oh, and they're so pregame. And they're so nice and cool.
Yes. Uniforms. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, really. It really is. And so, yeah. But kind of going back to just, you know, I went through the past season. It was last season where I was marching, and you know, I was happy to take the break, to be someone to be just showing up to rehearsal and, you know, be on top of things and just play my horn and march where I need to march. But towards the end of the season, I kind of realized that I'm not that kind of person to sit on the sidelines and be told what to do. I feel like I am more than that, and I feel like I'm obligated to be more than that, and to lead and serve the band.
Good for you. Good for you. And kind of on that same subject, Zachary, this is your second year. It would have been real easy after last year to just say, been there, done that, have the T-shirt, have the CD. But you went back for a second year to try the drum major thing again. What was it that drew you back for a second year?
Well, of course, it's a wonderful culture just being in the Pride, but being a drum major, it helps you just see how everybody can build on the skills that you have to make an amazing product, and being able to facilitate that, especially on a university college band level, is just so much bigger than anything that I did in high school, and it just makes me feel so fulfilled that I can help do that.
If there's any trouble in the band, how can I put this nicely, if the fertilizer hits the ventilator with anything in the band, you guys are kind of the people that have to handle it. So how could you handle something like that? Are you okay with that?
Yeah. So what we do is try to make like a chain of command style, so that we're not having everybody swarm our directors. So we're like a midpoint between our students who are just marching, our section leaders. Then we have like the drum majors. Then we can talk to our grad assistants, but ultimately, if it goes all the way up that we need to, we'll talk to the directors, because we try to make it as easy of a center of communication as we can. But we have been trained, and we know how to do these things and handle problems as they arise, and usually we're able to take it and control before things get out of hand.
And Zachary, this is totally pride aside for just a second, but how does a kid get started in Mobile, Alabama on the bassoon of all things? Because that's not an instrument that you hear a lot about every day.
So I started in the sixth grade. I was trying out every single instrument, and they told me that I did really well on flute and clarinet. So after that, they were like, well, hey, why don't you try out bassoon and oboe? And I was like, sure, why not? Like, I've never heard of these things before. Why not? And so I just tried them out, and I was like, you know what? This seems really cool. I'll try playing the bassoon. And I played it throughout the whole year, and I really, really loved it, and I just kept going from there.
Now, is the bassoon like when you see the Indian snake charmers or whatever, and the snake comes up out of the basket? It kind of sounds like a bassoon, so, or it might be an oboe. I don't know.
So when people think of the snake charmers, that's really an oboe, the small little, like, kind of almost looks like a clarinet. But the bassoon is a giant, like, I'd say like 4 feet tall wooden instrument with like 27 keys and a big metal pipe sticking out of it that a reed goes on, and it has like a really low, like, tenor style voice.
And so, and that is not a marching band instrument. That's a concert band.
No, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's usually concert band or orchestra only.
Okay, see, I'm learning about all these things. So, Casey, tell us about you guys ready to go? Probably tired of practice and ready to get the show on the road, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, no, I mean, I am, like, beyond stoked to be getting ready. The season pretty much has already started a long time for us. I mean, we started, especially with leadership, we started back in like February.
So you guys were picked as drum majors back that far?
Oh, yes. I think we were picked back in like December once we went on break.
And then how much preparation is there over the summer months when you guys are not physically on campus? But I would imagine you're still working even over the summer, yes, to some degree?
Yes. All three drum majors, we have like we are communicating at all times, and we are always discussing and planning what we need to be prepared for before we start getting started for like preseason. You know, so we some of the things that we talked about was like our teachings, like how are we going to go over that? Because during preseason, we talk the drum majors, we have to teach the band like fundamentals, like posture and things like that.
Travis Higa talked about in the first segment that you started out as 300 individuals. You have to develop some type of chemistry, some type of unity. So how do you guys as student leaders do that? Zachary, what's your approach?
Well, our most important thing is to make sure that everybody is comfortable and having a good time. Sometimes it's rough with the heat, but it's always just making sure that the culture that we have going on is healthy and strong so that when we are in the like 100 degree heat, we can handle all of that marching and the hard work that it takes, and being able to provide the energy from our part helps make it so much easier for them and trying to make it more fun.
You will get to see the band's first performance tomorrow night in Spirit Park at 6:00. It's free. Bring your chaise lounges, your lounge chairs, whatever, and there'll be some food trucks there for you to enjoy. That's the Pride of Mississippi preview tomorrow night at 6:00 at Spirit Park. Zachary, thanks for coming. Zachary, best of luck to both of you. And Casey, okay? Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. Jason Bailey up next. He's on the To the Top podcast. The Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Kelly Sander along with producer-engineer Michael Mergens reminding you that this segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by 4th Street Bar and Grill in the shadow of the rock right over the 49 Highway Bridge there on 4th Street. And beginning this weekend, college football just about every day until probably Christmas time. Yes, it's that time of year, fans. Actually, week zero, as they call it. We'll have some games this Saturday. And 4th Street Bar and Grill is the place to take in all the games, certainly the Southern Miss games. But if you're pre-gaming or post-gaming or gaming of any kind, 4th Street is the place to be, home of the 1095 Blue Plate Lunch. That 1095 includes your drink. And they are big supporters of Southern Miss. If I had more time, I would tell you about all the things that Slade White and his crew have done over there to support the university. Also, a reminder that this Super Eagle, the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, is available on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn, or you can just ask Alexa or Siri to play Super Talk Eagle Hour. And speaking of podcasts, our next guest has been a host of the To The Top podcast ever since 2015. In fact, there's only been three or four hosts of that program, To The Top. Well, this guy's been in it from day one. Jason Bailey joins us now on the line, and as we welcome you, Jason, of course, most Southern Miss fans know you as Bump, B-U-M-P, so if we call you Bump, he does have a real name, it's Jason, but we welcome you, man. Good to have you on the show today.
Sandman, thanks for the invite, and the podcast name is To The Top Talk, so you got like three quarters of it right, and left off the talk at the end. So
okay.
To The Top Talk.
Because in the original days, it was just talk. But as technology has evolved, you've got, you know, the Zoom now where you can see faces and places and things like that. So, yes, I was remiss, and I now stand corrected. To The Top Talk. But one of the things that you guys are going to be partnering with in the future is the To The Top Collective, as Will Hall and Jay Ladner have talked about how important that collective is. What blanks can you fill in at this point, Bump, about that future partnership?
So Peter Bame, who's running the show over there, contacted us a while back, and just since you kind of said it yourself, you guys have been going for a while, but literally there was no other podcast out there for Southern Miss Sports before Jamie created it, and shortly after that I joined. So I guess we've just been around the longest, and he just called and asked, you know, hey, would you guys be willing to help us out? Or do you want to do anything? And then we just told him, like, yeah, man, we're going to do it anyway. Anything that we can do to help, just let us know. So as far as exactly what we're going to be doing, we will be doing some interviews of players and coaches and any of the players that are signed up with the collective. And that'll be going behind a paywall for around $9 or $10 a month, I think, just so people can get that access that's really never before been available. And we're just going to do our part to help out, doing interviews here and there and whatever else they need us to do.
And credit where credit is due, the Jamie that you mentioned is Jamie Arrington. As we mentioned, there's only been four hosts of this show. Consistency has been great. Jamie Arrington, our guest right now, Jason Bailey, Shane Lott, and Patrick Lowry, affectionately known as P-Lo, now the co-host with Jason Bailey.
That's right.
Bump, when you look at the low expectations that a lot of the other media outlets in the Sun Belt have assigned to Southern Miss this season, what are they seeing or not seeing that we don't see? Because as deep as this Eagles team is, as a bona fide quarterback they now have, I the math just doesn't add up for me as to why people are not expecting this team to do any better.
Kelly, I'm trying to keep my expectations tempered, and we've talked about that on the last couple episodes. You know, just because I don't want to get disappointed, like I set myself up to do so often. But let me ask you this: if you didn't know who you're talking to, and you're just sitting around somewhere, and you got to talking about college football, and the guy said, "Man, I really hope our football team goes good this year," but our coach is on the hot seat. If he doesn't win, he's probably out of here. We have a brand-new offensive coordinator, brand-new defensive coordinator. We kind of know who our quarterback's going to be, but hadn't seen him play in a game yet. And one of the best running backs in the history of the school just graduated last year. A lot of that, to the outsiders, like you said, doesn't really add up to, you know, these guys are going bowling. That being said, isn't that where Southern Miss tends to shine? You know, in years past, when we say we got a preseason top 25 ranking, and didn't live up to those expectations. That seems to happen when Southern Miss is kind of given their a fair shake before the season. But when we're not, when our backs are against the wall, did that kind of when Southern Miss tends to shine the most? So I'm with you. There are a lot of pieces in place that have been in place, and if the quarterback doesn't in fact tend to be the guy, if it plays out this year that Rodemaker or Crawford or White, or hopefully just Rodemaker and packages for Crawford, if that does turn out to be something like we've seen in the past with like a Lee Roberts or an Austin Davis or a Nick Mullins, yeah, probably going to be pretty good.
Jason Bailey is with us. He's the co-host of the To the Top Talk podcast that's available for you to download anytime you want to hear more and more about Southern Miss sports. Bump, one of the biggest things that fans in the Golden Eagle Nation have struggled with for years, you've got a segment of the fan base that thinks like Southern Miss should compete for national championships in every single sport. And then you have another segment of the fan base that says we can't afford to do any of these sorts of things, and both of them kind of have me pulling what little hair I've got left out. what is reasonable from somebody that bleeds black and gold like you do? What are reasonable expectations for the Southern Miss athletic program overall?
Ooh, Southern Miss athletic program overall. So more than football. Well, I mean, I think basketball and I'll start off with baseball. That's the one we're most prominent at right now. I think the sky's the limit. We should be competing for, you know, to go to Omaha year in and year out. Basketball, you know, competing for a Sun Belt title, I don't think that's out of the question year in and year out, especially if we can get behind this collective like we need to. Football, boy, that's the engine that drives the entire ship there. So for us to hold our head above water as we have the last few years with a subpar football program is a testament to itself. There are 30,000 Eagle fans that are just waiting for a reason to come out to the Rock and come watch the game, right? We need them to come out. The good thing about Southern Miss fans is that they are so passionate. And if you aren't putting the product out on the field or court or wherever, they don't show up. But when you do, they do. And that's the one thing that Southern Miss has, I think, over most of our conference brethren, is that when we're good, it's just tough to beat Southern Miss in any facet of it. We have more fan support than anybody else. And a lot of these upstarts, I like to call them, like South Al. You could even throw Troy in there. When they're good, people just don't care, right? I mean, wouldn't you agree at that point?
Yes, I would. But there, sometimes Southern Miss fans can be so passionate that they see things with their hearts rather than their eyes. And our
there's still people out there like, I can't believe we're not, you know, whatever, beating Alabama every year like we used to and all this. I'm like, well, we didn't really ever do that. We did beat them a few times, right? And the college landscape has changed so much that's probably not realistic anymore. Those days are probably gone where we can compete with, you know, the blue bloods. But can we do something like Troy's done the last few years? Can we do something like South Al's done the last few years? Even looking at Louisiana, which still can't beat us, Louisiana Lafayette, I don't know how that happens, but we tend to always beat Louisiana Lafayette in whatever sport we play. Can we do something like that, like an App State? Maybe upset a big boy every now and then and contend for a title within our own conference? Yeah, I mean, I think that as a Southern Miss fan or player or coach, I think you have to want to compete for a championship, especially in football.
I've talked to other media types and outsiders looking in at the Southern Miss program. When they look at this football schedule this year, Bump, they're saying, we want to see the Eagles play South Florida and Jacksonville State, because a lot of these outsiders have said those will be the two litmus paper tests for Southern Miss as to possible predictors as to how the rest of the season is going to go. Agree, disagree, why or why not?
I do agree. I would take it back even to the Kentucky game. I mean, nobody gave us a chance last time we went in there either, right? That was Jay Hobson's first year. We're getting smoked at halftime, and then Nick Mullins did his thing, and we came back and won that game. I think most people would chalk that up as just a long shot if we were to win the game, but right after that, you go to Southeastern Louisiana. I think that's an automatic win. And then, yeah, the first litmus test, like you put it, that South Florida game, even though they have one of the best quarterbacks in the country, it's at the Rock. Hopefully we're coming off a good showing at Kentucky and then a drumming of Southeastern, and we can put 30,000 into the Rock. And when that happens, Kelly, things can get a little crazy over there, right?
Yeah, but to hear everybody talk, there's no sense in even playing the games because Texas State and App State are going to walk into the Sun Belt Championship game.
Well, you got to play the games on the field, right? It is going to be tough going out to San Marcos. I mean, it's G.J. Kinney's done a fantastic job out there. But, you know, I think we have some guys that are going to do a fantastic job over here. I mean, Chip Long, so we had one of your former co-hosts, Luke Johnson, on with us a couple weeks ago, and he mentioned Chip Long and said, look, this is the kind of coach that we probably shouldn't get at Southern Miss unless the circumstances are what they are with him, right?
Well,
and just meaning that normally this guy is way out of our price range.
Well, this is going to be a fun season, and we're up against a hard break here, Bump. But I appreciate you coming on again. The podcast is To the Top Talk. Look for it, download it, Southern Miss fans. You won't be disappointed. Bump, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Sam, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Jason Bailey again with us. When we come back, Southern Miss news and notes, and most of the news coming out of college football. That's next on the Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This final segment brought to you by DBAT on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Now that the softball and baseball seasons are over, you can focus maybe on strength and conditioning, quickness, any type of aspect of the game where you want to get better. DBAT is the place to do it in air-conditioned comfort. And, of course, they've got their pro shop there as well, so you don't even need to order anything online. You can just buy it and take it with you when you leave. Also, a shout-out to Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You can visit their all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 in Hattiesburg. Tomorrow, the Eagle Hour will originate live from Farm Systems Incorporated in Laurel. We will be doing the show remotely from there tomorrow afternoon on Highway 84 in Laurel. That's tomorrow's program. And then a week from tomorrow, we will be at 4th Street Bar and Grill as the Southern Miss football season opens up. And then the following Friday after that, before the first Southern Miss home game, we're going to be at Fuzzy's Tacos on Hardy Street in Midtown. So the Eagle Hour will be on the road for the next 3 Fridays, and at any of those locations, we certainly welcome you to come and join us. Southern Miss news and notes, the women's soccer team getting ready to take on Auburn tonight at 6:30 over on the Plains. Soccer already underway with a 1-0 record, and Coach Mo and the women like playing these really, really tough powerhouse teams to get them ready for Sunbelt play. Again, women's soccer tonight at Auburn, and that game is at 6:30. This is week zero, as they call it, in college football. This Saturday, your first college game day will be on some of the cable shows. And the games that are scheduled for Saturday include Florida State and Georgia Tech. They're going to be playing at noon over in Ireland. A couple of other games on the schedule include Montana State and New Mexico. SMU playing at Nevada. Those games are on Saturday. Then Sunday, more college football, where Delaware State will travel to the islands and play Hawaii. But then really in earnest, week one of the college football season will begin a week from tonight. A week from tonight, Thursday, going into Labor Day weekend. And there's some really good games already on the schedule for a week from tonight, including Jackson State from the SWAC will be headed to Monroe to take on Louisiana Monroe from the Sun Belt. You've got Alcorn, also from the SWAC. They'll be playing UAB from what used to be Conference USA, the Blazers of UAB taking on Alcorn a week from tonight. North Carolina of the ACC against Minnesota of the Big Ten a week from tonight. Southeastern Louisiana, who will be the Eagles' second game. That game will be in Hattiesburg, the home opener. The Lions of Southeastern will play Tulane in New Orleans a week from tonight as week one of the college football season gets underway. And Jacksonville State will be playing Coastal Carolina. So even when Southern Miss isn't playing, you want to watch some of these games to see what the Golden Eagle opponents look like. Jacksonville State, that's in Alabama. Sometimes people think Jacksonville State is in Florida. No, Jacksonville State is in Alabama. They will be playing Coastal Carolina. Among some of the guests that are having on this program next week, we're going to be talking with the radio voice of the Kentucky Wildcats on Tuesday. We're going to have him on the show. Of course, a preview all week long. We'll be having previews of the Southern Miss Kentucky game. That game, remember, is, I think, a 6:45 kickoff our time. A 7:45 kickoff there on Eastern time in Lexington, but I think 6:45 when the Eagles play up in Lexington, Kentucky. And that game will be broadcast on the SEC Network, SEC Network, Southern Miss against Kentucky. A special thanks to Mobe Beignet Company at 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. You can find them on Facebook. And at Mobe Beignet, if you are an Eagle Club member, show them your Eagle Club card, and you will get a free dipping sauce. Mobe Beignet Company is one of the favorite hangout places for students who like to study. They can get a wide variety of coffees, both hot and cold. And again, those fresh beignets, they're not even made until you go in and order them. So Mobe Beignet Company at 2902 Hardy Street, we thank them for their support. So that kind of does it for today. Again, we're going to be at Farm Systems Incorporated tomorrow in Laurel and get you ready for the weekend. Michael Mergens, as he joins us now, our producer engineer behind the board. The Bears getting ready for another season.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
They are getting ready. We know that for a fact.
Yeah, are the expectations so low, Michael, that you're not even keeping track that they're having practice these days?
Well, luckily the White Sox are playing at the same time, so, you know, it's...
Well, you will be glad to know that the White Sox have already announced that they are decreasing season ticket sale prices for next year.
Yep. So this is the opportunity to get those season tickets.
Yes, but
before the move to Nashville.
I was gonna say, will that matter? Will anybody? Because this could be a record for futility.
Yeah.
In the major leagues this year, if the White Sox continue at the pace, they would go down as the.
It's crazy. They've won some great games against some really good teams. Just not enough of them to, you know, like one out of a series, but still.
Well, maybe the really good teams just say, "Hey, you know what?
We'll throw you a bone."
Yeah, or
we'll feel bad for him.
We'll let our starters get a little bit of rest, you know, and play some of these younger kids that we'll be looking for in the next 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, so it's good we've got that overlap of baseball and football. No one's going to pay attention to really anyone.
Yeah, and you know, high school football season, a lot of football jamborees tomorrow night. The private schools are already getting underway, and Will East is going to be joining us, you know, during the high school football season from Jackson, telling us about all those games, and we can give you all the scores. Anyway, high school football in Mississippi, it's just great. So tomorrow, again, live from Farm Systems Incorporated in Laurel, but that'll do it for today. For producer-engineer Michael Mergens, I'm Kelly Sander. Thanks for joining us. Until tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.